Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick?
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
A little drippy droppy.
You look like you should be on a beach.
I do?
I mean, it's just the drinky, probably.
Oh. I was like, what about me says beach?
It's the drink in your hand.
That's fair.
The non-alcoholic beverage mm-hmm. that's in a little beachy glass.
Is it?
Because it's like a margarita glass.
Oh,
I
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. ASMR. Sancta. Is that you?
I brought another one in case you wanted one, but I
know,
didn't know
I
if you did. But since yours is in a can.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what's up, everyone?
Hello.
We're like, it's not normal. It's not our normal day. We got thrown off because of the holidays.
Yeah,
so.
And honestly, like, I got to yesterday and I was feeling like, damn, I'm a new person.
What?
Yeah, I
good
felt
for
good.
You.
Did you not? Well, you had a bunch of people at your house for
I
days.
Had so many people in my house for yeah. so many days.
Yeah, no, I didn't have to do anything.
I mean,
I did go to my mother-in-law's for Thanksgiving, but yeah. other than that, which I have a story.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, we hosted and it was super great. I mean, I loved it, mm-hmm. but it was also just like, you know, a lot of. At one point, I did just leave everyone and went and took a nap for 2.5 hours.
That is my...
On Thanksgiving.
That is my
I
move.
Thought of you. While I was in my bedroom, I literally locked the door because I like to sleep naked.
Yes.
I'm like, nobody should walk in here, mm-hmm. but I am going to take a little nap.
Yep.
Don't bother me. And when I woke yeah. up, it was dark outside. And I was like, how long has it been?
It was, so it was probably 4 o'clock.
It was only 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
That sounds so
And everyone
nice.
Was still there. I was like, oh, okay.
No one well, missed you at all.
They didn't.
See?
They really did it. I went outside and my niece's moms, Carrie and Courtney, they were mm-hmm. like lounging on the couch, literally about to fall asleep, both of them. And then
See?
I think two, maybe, oh yeah, Corey's dad was asleep on our couch. And I was like, yay. I wasn't the only one that took a nap.
Everyone took a nap. That's
it was nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
I had an idea this morning because I knew I wanted to tell you this story, but I also remembered a story that I forgot to tell everyone about LA.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should tell the LA story now or if I should save it for the idea. Here's the idea before I continue to derail myself. I think we should do a That's Disgusting.
Okay.
episode.
Okay.
It's like stories that are good stories. Like, not just necessarily, like, poop stories. Like, I know we talk a lot about poop stories, but, like, I feel like there are other stories that are kind of, like, relatable and comical, but also, like, that's disgusting.
Like when a bird shit in my hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, like, when we were on our way I got permission to tell the story. When we were on our way to my brother, my mother.
I thought you said my butler.
No. You know,
we went to my butler's house.
My tongue.
Hashtag relatable.
My tongue's all weird from the drink. I think I'm allergic to cinnamon sometimes.
Oh my God, me too. It makes my mouth like super itchy and my tongue like tingly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So on the way to my mother-in-law's for Thanksgiving, Randy and the baby came with us. Okay?
Oh, that's really cute. Because
She wanted, we were like, we should have the cousins together on her first Thanksgiving. Yeah. So, oh, sans Manny, who's in Arkansas. But
yes.
On our way there, my mother-in-law lives in the country. Okay. Mm. Windy fucking roads. Mm. Also, my dad goes, is Randy really going to go to Pennsylvania with you for Thanksgiving? And I said, yeah. I'm telling Shane the story, and he goes, Pennsylvania? And I go, that's just what my family calls your family.
Yes. I was going to say, I do the same thing, even though I know that for years they haven't lived there. I just still say it.
Yeah, if we're going to see Shane's family, we're just going to go to Pennsylvania. So anyway, on the way there, it's very, very windy. Randy, I have a 3-row car, okay? Mm-hmm. So the baby and Forrest are in the middle row, and then Randy and Ollie are in the back. Mm. Which Ollie kept calling the trunk. So he goes, I'm riding in the trunk. I'm like, don't tell people that. So all of a sudden,
you'd give me trouble.
I hear Randy say, you wouldn't happen to have a bag that I could puke into, would you?
Oh no, she had you. I thought it was going to be one of the kids.
Nope.
Rookie mistake. That's why I never sit in the back. I tell people, I'm like, unless you want your car full of puke.
What were the other options?
There was none.
Because I'm also.
I know.
And that's my car.
I know.
So luckily,
someone's gonna puke in this bitch. It's not gonna be me.
Luckily, this is also a hot tip. Okay, I had just finished a bag of Goldfish, like the OG paper foil lined bag.
Yeah. Okay?
So I'm like, you're in luck. I do in fact have a bag. So I hand her that bag. It is the perfect size.
Yep.
First of all,
for
your
mouth.
It's
like one of those ones you get at the hospital.
Exactly. And it's not going to like soak through, and you don't really have to worry about holes either because, you know, it's got the lining in it. And because it has the lining in it and it has that resealable top, you couldn't even smell it when she was done. She just closed it up.
It was like, there we go. She full on barfed.
Yes.
Poor girl.
Yes. And then Ollie at one point goes, are you done getting sick now or... You know, stop doing that.
That reminds me of the time, another that's disgusting one, where Corey said, this is going to be a moment we laugh about because I was stressed about it, was we were driving around because we had a horrible storm here. I'm sure I told this on the podcast, but if you are new here or don't remember things like me, I'm going to tell it again.
Yeah.
But there was like a horrible windstorm, mm-hmm, remember? Mm-hmm, and the power was out fucking everywhere. So we didn't have power. We had a small bit. I think Sawyer was like 6 months old, maybe. Mm-hmm. She was so tiny. And we couldn't cook anything or whatever. And I'm like, let's just. Corey goes, this is such an Ohio thing. You want to drive around and look at the damage? I was like, all right. Because that's what. Because
that's like, safe when we know that there's down trees and down power lines and maybe other.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
That probably wasn't smart to do, but we loaded the kids up and we were like, we're going to take you around to see. There's going to be trees that are lifted up straight from the roots. Uh-huh. It's crazy. So we did. But the way that we went was like a back road country area. But then we realized that the one area of town that still had power, there was a Taco Bell there. And we're like, great, we're going to get Taco Bell, mm-hmm, right? So we're on our way there. And I just hear like, water. So I was like, and Noah goes, oh my God, oh my God, the baby's she's puking. And I was like, no. But thank God it was at least like baby puke. It wasn't formula, breast milk puke. But so we're like, shit, we got to get her out of the car. So we pull over, mm-hmm, and we go to get her out. And as Corey's like lifting her out so we can clean up a little bit, she has shit all the way up to her hair. Up the back, and I was like, you're fucking joking, Mira. You're joking. This is happening.
I love that whatever the universe made you guys go out was like, you're gonna need light to handle this, because if you're at home and she does this,
it's not
gonna be
good. Yeah. So I'm like stressed and like on the verge of tears, and Corey, this is how I knew that we were good to get married, was he looked at me and goes, someday, not now, but someday, this is going to be a really funny story to tell. And I was like, thanks for keeping me You just make me
remember.
Well,
right now I don't feel it, but okay,
no,
thank you.
I sure didn't.
Yeah. That reminds me of when we were at Pizza Hut with Noah. And he was just crying and crying and crying because he was a little baby.
God.
He was just crying and crying and crying. And you're like, I don't know what his issue is. And I was like, maybe he just wants his mom. And so you pick him up out of the high chair and you're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like, what's wrong? Is there shit all the way up his back?
But he had on, this was when he was almost a toddler, so he didn't have a onesie. So it wasn't even like compacted in there. Mm-hmm. Wasn't trapped. It mm-hmm. was coming, bubbling out the top of his small pants.
So if you guys have ever been to Pizza Hut, and if you don't have a Pizza Hut, they just put entire paper towel rolls on the table.
They're like, here you go. Take this, you fucking heathens. Wipe yourselves down.
Yeah, they're like, we know it's greasy. We know that our seasoning sheds.
Do with that.
Yeah.
Which was really helpful for me because then I just held the baby out and Jerry rolled him up with some to get him to. Because I'm like, I can't take him. This is disgusting, first of all, and I don't want to walk past the people who are eating with shit bubbling out of my
child. So we made him a mummy. And
we did. And then we took him to the bathroom and tried to decipher it there, not around people eating, because I was like, I can't be that person that's just like...
That was 100%. You were a full-ass mother, and I was like still convinced we were just like two teenagers who didn't know what the fuck to do with a baby.
We kind of were. Though.
We were 20.
We were. We were
20. 20 or 21.
I might have just turned 21, so like babies, I feel. Yeah.
We were so... That
absolutely
was
insane.
11 years ago. Wild.
I should not have been in charge of a human, but I was.
So anyway,
it all worked out in the end.
Anyway, if you guys think that that's a fun thing, I have my other LA story that maybe I'll save for the Odessa disgusting video.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to submit stories, I feel like maybe that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
If you think I'm disgusting, sorry.
And if you don't want to, that's okay. You can.
But
tell
I feel
us
like
too.
Listen, there's somebody.
There's got to be some good.
There's
ones.
Somebody.
We, well,
out there.
We. That's how we've opened the door with shit stories.
That's true.
And I just heard one on TikTok.
I think it was
Do you know the Susie Pesto stitch?
No.
God, you got to get on TikTok.
I know.
So this girl made a TikTok and she was like, call me crazy, but I've never liked store-bought pesto.
Yes.
And so everybody started stitching it and absolutely telling the most wild. I never skip one. And they're always incredible. They're so funny. But the one girl talked about how she was doing like the one diet cleanse back in the day where you just drink like water and lemon and cayenne pepper and shit.
Yep.
And like, anyways, she had to go to her college and take a fucking exam. And as she was taking the exam, which was a timed exam, she starts to feel a rumbling in her belly and she's like, can I go to the bathroom? And the professor's like, can it wait? This is a timed exam. And she's like, it cannot.
Right.
She runs to the bathroom.
If I'm asking you with the knowledge that this is timed, I promise you I can't.
Yes. So she runs to the bathroom, pulls her pants just down enough, but is still in like going to sit down, and it just explodes out of her everywhere all over the toilet.
Yep.
And so she does what she needs to do. She tries to clean up a little, washes her hands, walks back, and she's like, hey, professor, I'm going to need more time on the exam because I had a situation in the bathroom.
Please tell me they like took a picture and showed the professor.
No, it gets worse. I had a situation in the bathroom and I needed to clean up. She was like, don't worry about it. I'll clean it up. I take care of my mom at home. And so I've like, she's like, don't go in there. And she was like, don't worry about it. I got this. You go take your test.
If you're a professor, are you voluntarily cleaning up your student shit?
This
no.
woman must be a fucking saint, because I guess then she walked back. The girl watches her walk to the bathroom, open it, audibly gasp, and then immediately shut it. And she goes, okay, honey, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put an out of order sign on that bathroom. I'm going to call a janitor.
Oh,
and she goes,
no.
I will let you take the makeup exam. And she goes, but the makeup exam is only for sick people. And she goes, honey, you are sick.
You're sick. You're fucking sick. Did you see that in there?
I was like, the way I would just never show up to that class.
Guess what? I dropped out. So.
Guess what? I failed.
Yeah.
That would be easier for me to live with than ever having to see that woman's face again.
100%.
So yeah, if you have stories like that, fucking send them in. That might be fun.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be fun. Anyway.
One last thing. I'm so hormonal recently.
I thought you were going to say horny. I was like,
so horned up. Okay. No, I'm really hormonal recently. I think I'm in my luteal phase. And if you know anything.
What's a luteal phase?
The luteal phase is kind of like pre
It's like pre-period, post-ovulation.
Yes.
Girl, we synced up.
Yeah, we are. Oh, I knew that from up. LA because you made me menstruate in LA. Yeah.
I'd be doing that. I'd be making you menstruate.
Making bitches
Hey,
menstruate.
Leave it in the comments below. Are you in your luteal phase? What phase are you in?
And if you don't know if you're in your luteal phase, do you hate yourself every time you look in the mirror and also want to cry at the drop of a hat, but also eat everything, but then hate yourself when you've eaten everything? That's how you know.
And you keep cutting your hair.
Yes, I'm staying in my luteal phase. But as I was getting ready, you were like, we gotta pump this one out, blah blah blah. And I'm like, yeah, no problem, I got this. I'm getting ready, I'm watching Grey's Anatomy as I'm getting ready. Okay,
I told you, you have to stop,
fully start crying, because spoiler alert, but also this episode is like 15 years old, so like if it gets spoiled, whatever. But it was the episode where Izzy and Karev get married and she's got cancer. So she's having a really hard time walking down the aisle, and she like stumbles and holds on, and all of a sudden George gets up and grabs her arm, and I audibly said, I didn't remember this happened. Corey's like, what? I'm like, nothing. What?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
What is wrong with you? I was talking to myself in here. So anyways, I was going to be done quicker, but my eye makeup is all fucked up because, well, I had to do it twice because I cried it off.
I was not any faster. You were here before me because, first of all, I do think I'm a little bit of a genius. I know that you can buy tights that have like a zipper crotch kind of thing, like where you can pee through it or something.
I didn't know that.
I think.
Okay. You should just punch a hole in mine.
I believe that it's more intelligent, or it's more, it helps me better to cut a giant hole in the crotch. So sure. I basically have made myself chaps.
Okay.
And then, so before I had to change my clothes.
Why am I doing that with these leggings?
Well, what I did is I had this really oversized sweater on.
Okay.
And do you remember I think I sent it to you in a Snapchat the other day when I was trying it on, but I had this oversized sweater, and then I had
Hermione core.
Mm-hmm. I had the tights on, but I was like, this is still a little short. And the way that I sit on that couch, I'm going to put my shorts on over top of it.
Yes.
So if I have to pee, I just take my shorts off. I don't have to take the tights off.
Oh my God, shorts over tights used to be my fucking look.
Well, and they were like athletic shorts, like boxers.
Okay.
Not like what you did.
Okay.
Not jean shorts.
Okay. That not over. Well, sometimes. But I did those over fishnets because I was a fucking Dior.
I did that too.
Dior.
I did that too.
It was a hot look.
It is a hot look. And so is a crotchless tights. But anyway, I finished getting dressed and I was like, I can't stand myself with my short hair in this. I look, I have to undo what I've done did. And so then That's what took me so long.
Yeah, I get it.
The luteal phase has me acting up. I blame my luteal phase, and I also blame whoever in the would you rather said, would you rather never have bangs again or never be able to cut your hair again? I was like, I'm going to go home and cut my hair today.
Just because you fucking asked that question.
And then I'm going to keep trimming slightly every day after. I feel like I'm covered in tiny hairs all the time.
Oh, you probably are.
It itches so bad.
I was going to say, I'm itchy. Just, you're talking about it, and I started itching myself. Yeah, I changed like 6 times. Then I went with the old fucking favorite, which is a hoodie and leggings, because I was like, I need to feel comfy in my body because I fucking hate myself right now.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're going to tell you more heartwarming stories. Oh, you don't know that it's more. Maybe, but some of you do. Here's the reason why. We were going to tell him last week, but then we got drunk and got silly goofy.
Yes.
You loved it. It was fine. However, then we had 2 of these, for one for this episode, one for Patreon. But we ended up recording the Patreon episode first. So now this is kind of like more. But if you want more and you don't have Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/ladiesandtangents. And we have like a whole bunch more that you can.
You do have to be a
fuckable bunny.
A fuckable bunny or a goose pimp or a silly goose. Sad bitches, so sorry. You only get one a month, and that was number 2.
Yeah. Number 2. Anyway, so let's cry together.
Okay.
Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
I am obsessed with
clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience. Because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in but are like gonna make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone, and this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me, but there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code Tangents20.
Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code Tangents20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code Tangents20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I also, if I wince, I do believe that I may have fractured my foot.
Mm-hmm. Why?
The top of my foot.
Oh my God.
It's a, I believe, a metatarsal hairline fracture.
Okay, sure.
Or it's a sprain of the tendon there. I stepped on a toy bin that was upside down, and I went unintentionally skiing. And then I grabbed Ollie because he was in front of me and he looked terrified.
Yeah.
He's like, God, I can't support you if you're going down. And then I was like, oh no. And so then I tuck and rolled because I didn't want to push him down. And then he immediately starts scream crying. And I'm like, did I hurt you? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, where? And he goes, I don't know.
He just did.
Like the whole event was painful for me. But I did feel my foot pop and it was swollen and it hurts a lot. So,
ouch.
Yeah.
I was just going to tell you real quick before we start, because this is kind of a heartwarming moment, but it was also like, girl, go the fuck to sleep. Okay, so my baby, we've all been sick off and on since like the end of October. It's just, we're all going through it. So I don't know if she's sick again, but she started getting a fever last night. And I was like, please God, why? Why? But she went to bed easy. So I was like, okay, she's probably fine. We go to bed and I feel her and she's like burning up and I'm like, oh shit. And she's kind of like whimpering in her sleep, which was sad. So Corey went and got some Tylenol and I just like lifted her up. She was like still sleeping and we were like, come on, baby, take some Tylenol. So she like starts, because it's the syringe, like sucking on it. And she goes, it's so good. Because the girl loves medicine. Didn't wake up at all, okay? So I'm like, sweet. Lay her back down. I go to sleep. I feel her start tossing and turning, probably because she's realizing she just ingested something while she was sleeping. And then I'm like laying there in the dark, like, please go back to sleep, go back to sleep, go back to sleep. All of a sudden I hear, if you're happy, you know it, clap your hands.
Oh!
In the dark. And I was like, are you happy? She rolled over and she goes, "Hi, baby." That's what she says to me.
She was like, "I was just singing. I didn't even know baby. That you were here."
She was like, "Oh my God, when did
Welcome
you
to the party?"
Here? I was like, "It's time to go night night." And she goes, "Okay, night night." I was like, "Night night." And then she started rubbing my ear. And then she went to sleep.
Well, I can share a heartwarming one of my kids because we spontaneously the night before Thanksgiving decided to finally decorate our tree. Mm-hmm. The Forrest and Ollie have spent entirely too much time together. So I was like, "Shane, I'm going to leave Ollie here. You guys can like do whatever. I don't give a shit. I'm going to take Forrest and we're going to go to the store." At the store, we get some Christmas stuff and then we go home. We start decorating it. Ollie looks at it and he goes, "It's beautiful. Thank you, Mom and Dad." And I was like, "What the fuck?"
It's so cute when that happens.
I know. I know. And then he requested Christmas decorations for his bedroom. And so yesterday, him and Shane had put stuff up in his room. And so he goes, "Mom, come look at my beautiful room."
Oh,
and he stands in it.
Oh, yeah, those pictures. I saw it.
He stands in it and he spreads his arms out wide and he just spins in the middle. And he goes, "Look at it. There's garland. There's my tree. Isn't it magical?" Like, it is, buddy.
I love when kids start acting like that. They're like, I swear to God,
they're in a movie.
All like Hallmark. 4 and 5 year olds are like theater kids. Just yes. Like they are. They are acting like they are being like filmed and all the time.
Then you have the juxtaposition of my 3 year old.
Yeah, though, toddlers don't give a fuck, dude.
He is hulking out on everything.
Yeah.
And when we were at the store, there was a little girl who was crying and he goes, "What's wrong with her?" And I said, "I don't know, maybe she's just upset about something." And he goes, "Maybe she should go to the doctor." I'm like, "Maybe.
Maybe she should figure it out."
I know. I was like, "Damn.
Okay, fuck."
And then I picked something up. I picked up this garland that had flocking on it, which if you don't know what flocking is, because no one I've ever told this story to knows what flocking is. It's like that white stuff that looks like snow.
Yeah.
I pick it up and I go, "Forrest, should we get this to take home?" And he goes, "It's kind of messy." I was like, "Never mind then." Fine.
It's like, I'm not trying to fucking play with that shit.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Heartwarming stories. Heartworm warm. This one is a sibling one. Here we go. "Hey, ladies. Firstly, I love you too, and I really hope you're well. My story is from when I was a kid. My mom, my younger brother, and I were part of a small Baptist church. That drama is for another day. LOL. The church had the idea to have a free car wash, but then to use the combined power of church guilt and preteens washing cars to get donations as a fundraiser." Yep.
Yep.
"Well, my brother, being my brother, wanted to get out of the hard work and actually washing the cars, so he and his buddies volunteered to hold the signs by the highway to advertise."
The highway?
The highway! "After an hour, he realized it was also a bummer to hold a sign up. He was the definition of work smarter, not harder. So we went to my mom and asked if his friends could write in Sharpie, 'Free car wash,' on his front and back, and she said, 'Sure, why not?' To give you some backstory, my family are the whitest of white people. As in, people say we blind them when we wear shorts in the summer. That car wash Same. Gave all of us the worst sunburn we have ever had. So we had to deal with this."
I know it's coming. Yeah. I know it's coming.
"So we had to deal with this almost sun poisoning with one rotary fan for the three of us and some aloe. Anyways, it was funny for a few days that my brother could not get the Sharpie off because he was so burnt. He couldn't like wipe it off."
Yeah.
"So then when he did get it off, it was hysterical to find that the Sharpie is 100% UV resistant. So he had bright red skin and paper white letters that say 'Free car wash' front back. Then when we finally peeled all the skin off, we realized he had slightly tanned under the burn. So for a year, we could read 'Free car wash' on him front and back. My sister and I would scream out 'Free car wash' every time he got out of the shower." Okay, now this is where it gets sad. "He unfortunately passed away August 2022nd. My husband thought it would be nice to get 'Free car wash' tattooed on us where the background is red and 'Free car wash' is in white. Obviously not all over our chest and back, but a small one on our legs. After we got the tattoo, he pointed out that we made fun of my brother for a year because of the sunburn, but joke's on us because now we have 'Free car wash' on us forever.
Aww.
I still miss him every day, but the tattoo, for as weird as it is, gives me such joy. Thank you, ladies, for the read."
Old times.
No, I know.
That is like the definition of heartwarming.
I know. Oh. It's like, God damn, I wish there wasn't that sad part, but like, what a beautiful way and such a funny thing that like,
yes.
If I die, I would get a kick out of it if some people get, like, if you guys get I ate ass for me, I ate ass for Sierra.
I ate Sierra's ass.
Maybe not that one.
Or just like a fuckable bunny like falling.
Oh
on
God.
Some ice.
It would be so good. That would just be like what a memorial, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that was sad. You said they made fun of him when he got out of the shower, and then you started to say this is where it gets sad, but I was like, this is where it gets I don't know that I want to know where it gets. Because I just watched a Two Hot Takes TikTok where it was some creepy sibling stuff.
Don't you dare.
But also, sorry, this is a horrible, horrible pivot from your beautiful, beautiful story. But like, I wonder how many stories on Reddit that gets retold are like completely just people making
fucking
stuff up.
I swear they have to, especially now with all of the
and that's upsetting to me.
It
because,
is
like,
especially with all the people that are reading these on like podcasts or like they post them on TikTok. I see mm-hmm. people put
that's
the,
why
am
I like
assholes?
Doing submission ones from our actual listeners
because they can't make this stuff.
I mean, they can, but like,
why would they?
I know exactly who you are, you weirdo. If you did make this up, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're like. Reddit, it's ambiguous. I don't necessarily know who this user is.
Yeah, that's so true.
I don't. And also, if you are making it up,
why? For the gigs. I'm just trying to have a silly goof time.
I guess.
Yeah, I do. I do think that happens, and it freaks me out.
Yeah,
to think about. All right, here's our next one. Ready? What's up, fam? Just finished listening to the heartwarming episode. They are all writing warming, so if I'm saying it like that, it's because that is how
they are right. saying worm. I thought you were saying warm.
No, I see. They want you to take the rolls. Oh, I'm having cramps.
Oh, no.
My luteal. Okay, here we go. Instantly, I thought of a million stories as I am the proud auntie to 5 sweet baby angels who do nothing but melt my damn heart 24/7.
Aww.
I did instantly think of one, though, that recently happened on Valentine's Day. It's okay to share the names written. I am one of 3 girls, and in 2020, our incredible mother, Jackie, lost her battle with breast cancer. Aww. She was the absolute pillar that kept our family from crumbling to the ground, and now we all do our best to hold us up as 3 baby pillars to her 1 grandiose one. Sorry, I was having a hard time seeing.
Because you're luteal.
Because my luteal is fucking with my eyesight. My sisters both have 2 kids, but my eldest sister's boys are the only ones with strong memories of their grandma. This past Valentine's Day, 2023, one of my sweet baby angel nephews, he is 8 and adores/is obsessed with Squishmallows.
Okay.
You know what those are?
Yep, yep.
And then they say, the caps doesn't do justice to the seriousness of his love for the squishy soft pillow friends. Think Beanie Baby craze of the early 2000s. His room is covered in them. Okay, so he will very often tell my sister how much he misses his grandma and will ask my sister if she misses her mom or will make comments of memories he has of her that were sparked by something that happened. This kid just oozes love, just an absolute human love bug. During a trip to Walgreens, he had seen a particular tulip-shaped Squishmallow. Again, like Beanie Babies, the Squishmallows all have names, and this Valentine's tulip's name was Jackie.
Aw.
Can you guess where this is going? Enter heart and stomach sweetness. My nephew asked me to take him on a special mission to get his mom a Valentine's present.
Oh!
It had to be that day as the next day was Valentine's Day. Can't exactly blame an 8-year-old for waiting last minute. He fully thought there would be an endless supply of the Squishmallows, but he sadly found out, as most men do, that last minute Valentine's gifts don't always work out.
Oh.
Haha. But I couldn't stand the thought of him not finding this gift, so we went on a hunt to find this tulip. And thankfully, by the 3rd Walgreens, we spotted it. Of course, on our escapade, he saw many new Squishmallows he liked and proceeded to ask me to tell his mom and dad about them because his birthday is coming up in April. Oh, sweet 8-year-olds. But come Valentine's Day morning, he gave his mom her extra special gift to remind her of her mom.
Aww.
Don't kids just make you want to violently cry with their sweet little hearts?
Yes.
Anyways, I hope everyone's day is filled with a little extra warmth from all the stories shared. Thank you both for all you give us. I don't know yet if you truly understand the impact you've had on us. I found the Tangent family a few months after my mom passed, and you all saved me. I was in a dark place for a long time, and having friends outside of my chaos helped keep me from sliding further down into it. The laughter and the tears were truly healing and continue to be. Love you so much. Congrats, Sierra, on the new house. Must have been when was submitted. March, yep. Love, Katie.
Aww.
Katie. Oh, that's beautiful.
That is so beautiful.
I love like little kids like being, you know, just so thoughtful.
Thoughtful.
That's some shit that Noah would do for sure.
Yeah.
He's a real love bug. But then it's very sad because I'm almost like, is your heart too big?
Maybe. It's going to get crushed.
It's going to get crushed.
Crushed someday.
Oh. Ah, I don't even want to think about it.
Hold on. I just keep thinking that I want to get more drink.
Okay. Get yourself a drinky then. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. This one starts out, hey, ladies, nuts.
I just remembered.
I really like that.
I just remembered because I was thinking, like, I wonder if there's any, like, thoughtful, heartwarming things that my kids have done, like the Squishmallow thing. But they're also, like, really, really
yeah.
young.
Yeah.
But I then had a memory of when I was a kid that I must have done something where I broke something or something that was going to cost money. And so I found every bit of change that I could I made my mom a card apologizing for whatever I did. And I taped all of my coins to it and gave it to her as an apology and hoping that like
she could buy yourself something pretty with
this. Don't scare it all in one place. Yeah.
Oh, God, I love kids. Okay, here's a twosies. Lucky for you, I have a poop story and a heartwarming story, quite literally. Again, they said warming.
Literally worries me.
You can call me Emily or M because that's what my parents named me. She, her. When I was in college, I lived in an apartment in my hometown with my best friend from high school. The apartment we lived in was more like a townhouse in which our neighbors were attached to us. The building, not us personally. There's this. Anyways, the folks living next to us was a single mom and her two kids. She had a transient boyfriend, Keith. Keith was known for breaking and entering, or squatting, and other miscellaneous crimes. One summer, my roommate and I were leaving the apartment for a week, each going on separate vacations. We both had dogs we took with us, so we did a once-over of the apartment before locking up and heading out. It should be noted, we had to do a once-over, quote-unquote, because my roommate was notorious for mishaps while away from the apartment, such as leaving the oven on for a week.
A week.
A week, and using dish soap instead of dish detergent in the dishwasher. I came home from class that afternoon to my entire kitchen being a full-on foam party. Anywho, upon returning from my vacation, I got back to town first, and my sister came with me to my apartment to help me unpack. As I entered the apartment, I saw a giant shit pile on the kitchen floor. I was totally gaslighting myself about our, quote, once over, until my sister enters behind me and shouts, "Oh my God, Keith shit on the floor." We died laughing while also nervous laughing, checking every other window and door. But the entire place was secure. The only thing I could think of was my once over was before my roommate's once over and she missed one of the puppies having an accident. Ever since then, anytime we see our pets or someone else's pet have an accident, we scream, "Keith shit on the floor," and cackle at people's reactions. I give you full permission to use it. This second story is a poop and a heartwarming story. All
that's
in one.
Hysterical.
Keith shit on the floor.
I also love the name Keith.
Me too.
For an animal.
I was just going to say.
I think that's brilliant.
I would love maybe a dog, but like I would really love a cat named Keith. I feel like cats give big Keith energy.
I think a bird.
Oh, yeah.
A bird named Keith.
Bird.
Parakeet.
Shut the fuck up. That's good.
It is good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, this one. Okay, poop and heartstorming. Again, while I was in
college.
I'm a sad one. Boom, boom, boom. Again, while I was in college, I rescued the cutest Dutchit I'd ever laid my eyes on. Okay, again, this is a great dog name. My Murphy. I think that Murphy's the funniest.
Time out. What did you just call it?
Dachshund? Dachshund? Dachshund?
Dachshund?
Dachshund!
It's Dachshund.
Oh, then why do they spell it like that? I actually knew that too, but I just was really into reading. Dachshund? Dachshund? I think I'm thinking of another dog.
It's a wiener dog.
Yeah, that's a wiener dog.
It's a dachshund.
Yes.
Dachshund.
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 I was just being really German about it. Leave me alone.
Sorry, this stuff makes me silly.
Cut that. Jared, cut that. If you leave that in, I'll fucking kill you.
You read that, and I was like,
huh? You're going to glaze over.
It's like, wait a minute.
Oh, everyone's like, going to make fun of me now.
Let me tell you his name. His name is Murphy. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what his name is. What's his breed again? What's my breed again?
He was about 6 weeks old when I got him. I also think that we don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. I also think the wiener dogs, when they're puppies, are like probably the cutest things I've ever seen.
They are pretty cute.
But I've heard,
they have attitudes. Big attitudes.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that they're kind of dicks. Dick sounds.
They are dick hounds. That's how they're shaped as well. It's wiener dogs,
dick dogs.
Dick hounds.
Old dick dog. I'd only had him for 2 weeks when my landlord had a pest control company come to the apartments to get rid of anything around. She did not inform
including
us.
Including dust hounds.
Well, dust hound.
Dust hound.
Dust hound. Okay.
Well, das Hund.
I know. I'm telling you. I think I said it in. I was just really German about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll buy it.
Sweet. I did it. She did not inform us that rat poison packs were to be down. Murphy, being the sweet, sweet, nosy-ass boy that he is, found one of those packs one day and ate half of it.
Oh, no, no, no.
I came home from class and rushed him to the vet. The vet told me there are two kinds of poison in the rat packs. One causes vomiting and exits the body, while the other one attacks the central nervous system and kills just about any small animal that it comes in contact with. And remember, he's a puppy at this
point. Yeah.
Of course, Murphy ate the one most likely to kill him.
No.
Me, being a full-time college student working 3 jobs, begged the vet to do whatever she had to do to save my child. She told me she would do what she could, but it would be a very slim chance that he would live. I had to leave my baby with her over the weekend, and I cried myself to sleep every night. Come Monday morning, the vet called me, saying Murphy was completely fine. He had lots of fluids and was ready to go home. I was so confused, but I wasn't going to ask any questions. I was just happy he was okay. About 2 days after being home from the vet, I was walking Murphy when he took the nastiest poop I've ever seen. This is insane. Are you ready? It was so disgusting because there was a worm about twice the size of his little hot dog body. I freaked the fuck out and called the vet. She went on to tell me that because of where I rescued Murphy from, he had gotten a tapeworm. The tapeworm, which would have killed him, must have eaten the rat poison, which would have killed him, overall saving his life from both.
What?
I know. I know.
What if Murphy was a genius and he knew that he's like the only way to live is if I eat this rat poison?
He did a whole Hunger Games thing.
Yes.
Shit. I've never been more happy for a nasty shit in my whole life. I cried and cried and held my sweet baby. My Murphy is now 12 years old and still acts like the nosy ass sweet baby boy that ate the rat poison. I attached his picture. It's very cute. I hope you enjoyed these, and I will shit a brick if I hear it read on the pod, but not a worm or on the kitchen floor. I love you ladies more than you'll ever know. Oh, and P.S., just for knowledge sake, I'm a forensic psychologist and I specialize in trauma and suicide intervention. I mainly work with children. Yes, suicidal children and teenagers. I recommend your podcast to any and everyone I come in contact with, but especially the episodes regarding mental health to my teenagers. You wouldn't believe the lives you've saved.
Oh, much love. I can't handle that.
I know. My luteal face.
Oh my god, I'm so luteal right now. Please say dachshund again.
Dachshund.
In the way that you say it.
Dachshund. Look at Murphy the dachshund.
Murphy is so cute.
He's very cute. Oh my.
You didn't even say hound.
Dachshund.
You said dachshund. I was like, what the fuck is that?
That's my gift to you all.
Oh, that is.
I forgot, Emily. I was going to read yours last because of how the giggles it gave me, but here we are. And so I did it.
It gave me, sorry. It gave me good unintentional giggles, I feel
Didn't
like.
It? Yeah. Because I'm stupid and fucked over them. Well, great.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I fuck words up all the time.
Yeah, sure.
I do. I know that I'm a bad reader. That I...
Yeah, that's why you give me this job, you bitch.
That's why I hate reading fantasy stuff, because it's a lot of made up words. I mean, all words are
when
made up,
but...
When I tell
you that when I'm reading it, I'm like, and then they travel down the shimmer.
100%.
That's what my brain does.
Like, oh,
I'm
not
even going to fucking try.
Person, hugged a belle de shiver. And then they hopped on the back of a herber.
And I tell you,
all the way through night to Gishtig.
To Dachshund. Dachshund Street.
But not without being intervened by the Higgy-liggy-liggy.
Oh no.
Blade of Cursed. It's the Higgy-liggy-liggy. And I'm like, half of these words I can't
aren't real.
Say.
Like, what the fuck?
I can't say. I'm just skipping so many fucking parts of
this. You're just putting letters together at this point.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that about, okay, so I have two more. I like that they do that for fantasy. It makes me want to write fantasy because I'm like, who gives a shit?
Honestly.
None of this is real.
Honestly.
So funny. You could make anything happen and it's like, yeah.
What would you name a troll? Flurger.
I was going to say Flargen. No. I swear on my fucking life. I was like Flargen.
Flurgen, Flurgen. This is Flurgen, Flurgen.
Yeah, because
and
either
brother,
that or
Flurgen, Flurgen.
Unger. Unger?
Both of those?
Not just Unger.
Unger?
Unger.
Oh.
Unger the troll.
Unger the troll?
Isn't that sick?
That's a good one.
I know.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I like when it starts with a vowel.
Yeah. But I'm going to have mine an H. It's going to look like hunger, but it's Unger.
I like that. Because trolls be hungry.
They do.
They do.
And then whenever people read it the way that it's spelled, I'm going to laugh at their fucking face and be like, ha, 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 ha. It's dachshund, you idiot.
It's spelled like hunger. And you think it's Unger, but it's dachshund.
But it's pronounced higgly diggly diggly doo.
It's pronounced erg.
He's played by Orlando Bloom.
Where do they live again? Oh, they live in bleh!
I was gonna say, oh!
They live in. They live in fly, fly. They live in fly away.
Fly away.
These things make you silly.
Yeah. There's no alcohol in these. They're just good time drinkies.
Good time juice.
It's called Curious Elixirs, not sponsored, but if you'd like to be, here's our number. 877-94 Hunkender.
Fee-fee-fee-dish.
T-b-f-f-o.
It's a pa pa.
Happening.
Hey, and that's all one word. No spaces.
Agamail.
Agamail.
Agamail. Akima. In North Pit. Fleeteth needeth North Pit.
Fleeteth needeth.
I'm going to a Fleeteth Needeth concert this weekend.
Oh, that's the main character's name. That's all Fleeteth Needeth.
She's on her way to see Unger.
Fleeteth Needeth.
On her way to see Unger.
The troll.
He's got the Unger down Unger.
You know what I mean?
I come from a land down Unger.
How do we get back into these?
All right, we're going to talk about cancer. And that's how you do a joke on something that you shouldn't joke about.
Oh, God.
But it's okay. It's okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Hi, ladies. First off, obviously love the show so very much. I am so grateful to have you both as friends while I go to Target or clean my house. This is while I go to Tangent. I was like, where is that?
It's my heart.
It's Flurigendurgen. Oh, yeah, I really like Flurigendurgen. I know we use it a lot.
We do.
Flurigendurgen's one of my favorites.
What was the concert you were going to?
Fleedle Needle?
Fleeteth.
Fleeteth Needeth. All right. Ooh. My heartwarming story is about how my parents started dating, and it truly could be some version of a 90s rom-com.
Aww.
Feel free to use my name, Sarah, but it's spelled S-E-R-R-A. I actually really like that.
Okay.
Pronouns she, her. This story,
I feel a little bit bad that we just did that whole bit.
It's pronounced Sarah, but it's spelled...
It's a kick.
It's pronounced Dachshund.
Fuck.
This story starts out originally in the 70s when my parents were in middle school / high school. Him, the cool hippie jock. Her, the soon-to-be popular party girl that everyone loved. But right now, she was just the best friend of his best friend's little sister.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
His best friend's little sister, her best friend. So they are all hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens, okay, then when they're in, until 25 years later.
Whoa.
Around 1992. My dad has left the area after college to move to St. Louis with some friends. While he was there, he met someone, a pro football cheerleader.
Oh.
I know. They got married and then divorced. Okay.
Okay.
Him and the pro
the
football
cheerleader.
Yeah.
Okay.
He then came back to his hometown after his adventure in the, quote, big city. He was working a few different jobs, including as a bartender / bookie at his friend's bar. My mom also left the area right after high school to move to Florida. While she was there, she got married, had my brother, got divorced, and was about to marry a second guy named Sam. My mom, my brother, and Sam had come back to our small town in preparation for their wedding, which was going to happen in a couple weeks.
But then Sam got cancer.
Hold on. While they were here, my mom had a doctor's appointment where they told her that she had some significant tumors on her uterus and ovaries.
Oh, no.
She was obviously shocked. There was no signs of an issue before this routine checkup. The doctors start planning for cancer treatment plans, including the possibility of a partial or a total hysterectomy. After she gets this news, her fiancé, Sam, bolts.
Sam!
You
Sam!
I am mad. Sam, I am so fucking pissed right now.
Shame, shame. I know your name.
And it's Sham.
And it's Sam. Spelled S-S.
U-H-E-M. Yes.
M.
Now when my family tells the story, this is when it gets good. There's a little hint of weird Godfather type action that happens, but without the death part. Sam tells my mom he's going back to Florida, and then he tells my grandfather. My grandfather then walks outside with Sam for a few minutes, comes back in alone, and when asked where Sam was, my grandpa just said he won't be coming back here. The contents of that conversation were taken to his grave. All we know is that no one ever saw Sam again.
Good.
A few nights later, my mom is dragged out to the local bar by her sister, R, and breastfriend.
And breastfed. They're at the bar. They said, I heard that breast milk has a lot of healing properties.
And it might. R is the sister. We're going to call her
Rhonda.
Rhonda and her best friend, Tina. Tina and Rhonda.
Got it.
Because I can't do letters sometimes. It hurts my brain.
Yep.
Okay. Tina is her childhood best friend whose brother was my dad's best friend. Okay. So this is the best friend. They go to the local spot to drink. When you're there, you are bound to see half of the town there. Not much else to do on a Friday night in our tiny town. My dad sees the woman walk into the bar. He remembers the last time my mom was visiting from Florida, and he has wanted to ask her out ever since. He walks up to Tina to get her thoughts on shooting a shot. Tina advises him that this is not a good idea. She had just broken up with her fiance and she's not looking for a date. My dad then says, but like if I ask her, do you think she would say yes? So here he goes, probably tipsy enough to not care that this is a bad idea. He walks up, asks her on a date, and she says, okay. Shortly after, he walks away and my aunt, Rhonda, says, you know, I'm not sure about him. He might be into some sketchy stuff. My mom says, what do you mean? Rhonda says, well, those guys over there have been calling him Two Pockets Joe all night long. What if that's like a mafia name?
Mm-hmm.
What we now know.
I thought you were saying Tupac. It's Joe.
Tupac, it's Joe.
I was like, he raps? Like, you're nervous about the rap game? Because, I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
That would worry me.
Yep.
Didn't go well for Tupac.
Tupac himself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Tupac, it's Joe.
Tupac, it's.
And what we now know is that his wise guy friends just committed to that bit because my dad was wearing an ugly shirt with two front pockets. I caught a Tupac, it's Joe. That's so funny to me.
That is good.
Fast forward to 2 days before their first date, my mom calls him and says, hey, they told me I can't get my deposit back for my wedding limo. What if we just drive it to our date? My dad, knowing he doesn't have the cash for that, still says yes. That night, he and his friends went to the casino and won enough money for him to pay for the limo.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cute.
That is sweet. That does sound like this is a rom-com.
I'm saying. So off they go, limo and all, to their first date. The next week, my mom has a follow-up appointment with a new doctor. They run the scans again and find no cancer in her uterus or ovaries at all. Literally totally healed. No chemo, surgery, or anything. Just bar milk.
Just bar breast milk.
The next year, my parents got married, and then I came along 2 years later. It's wild to think how easily things could have been different for my mom and so different for me just because of a day or two.
Yeah.
So that's that on that. Thanks for reading. I know you're probably flooded with stories all the time, so I am honored you were able to read this at all. If it ends up on the podcast, I will absolutely cry so much. Love you so much.
What a special, special story.
Isn't that awesome? That's such a good one, dude. It literally, as I was reading it, I was like, is this the plot of a movie? Because this is
truly
insane. Yeah. But so good. The Two Pockets Joe thing really sealed it for me.
Yeah, that is funny.
It made me laugh. All right, last one is also is it a meet cute? I don't know. I just know that it's a cute grandparents heartwarming story.
I love grandparents story. Speaking of grandparents,
okay,
I went to my mom's this morning. She was out of town for Thanksgiving visiting my sister in Arkansas. Mm. It's like I think I can...
You're like, is my tongue swelling?
Seriously, that's I like
I think you're okay.
I've just been being too silly, I think.
You are.
Anyway, my mom was visiting my sister in Arkansas.
That's just a really hard sentence to say for anyone.
It's a hard sentence. That's a lot of essence. And so we had breakfast for Thanksgiving this morning.
Cute.
And when I went over there, she was like, hey, do you want these ornaments? They were your grandma's. So I have some of grandma's ornaments if you want one.
No way!
Yeah.
And our grandma. I thought you meant like your... What?
Our grandma. There's a few in there. I actually could probably give them to each like cousin household, but like yeah, when you see them, you'll recognize them. Mm-hmm. They are like almost like watercolor houses.
Nice. I think I do remember something like that.
Yeah, I feel like if you saw that, they're like painted.
Yeah.
But they're not glass. So yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so cool. I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay,
they're like winter scenes.
I can't wait. Okay. I probably will. I can't remember much about Christmas at her house.
If you saw them, you would recognize them. It's very, I'm doing an absolute butt shit job of explaining it.
I will. I want to see those. Hey, ladies, my name is Leanna, she, her. You may use my name. And I have an absolute fairy tale of my great grandparents that my grandmother used to tell me before her dementia plus Alzheimer's started accelerating.
Oh.
Sad bit real quick. She was my absolute favorite person, and I was the first and one of the only people she forgot. I was given a lot of shit at her funeral because I wasn't showing the emotion that my family expected of me, but I'd grieved her at least for 2 years at that point. Aww. When you sit across the table from your number one person and hear her lean over to your mom and ask who you were, but then she recognizes your two-year-old little cousin, you start to grieve earlier than when they actually pass.
That is true.
Yes, so true. I just wanted to include this part in case you happen to choose to read this on an episode so other people may not feel alone, and don't let, quote, family tell you what to feel.
That is so
yeah.
Good on you for including that
for
part.
For real. That's so important because it's really hard. I've heard this from people who have family members who have terminal cancer mm-hmm. and family members who have like dementia, Alzheimer's, who mm-hmm. say they feel almost relief mm-hmm. when they finally pass, and yep. then they feel like guilty for feeling that. You grieve them while they're still alive, which is yes. horrible. It's yes. very sad, but it is the reality
well,
of it a lot of
time. Because the person that they were
is gone
and has been.
Yeah.
You've been watching
suffer
parts of them leave over a long period of time. So yeah,
totally. Yeah. Anyway, cute warm feelings time. I mean, sad at first, but it does get better. So story starts with a flood in Kentucky. Oh no, this is a great one to end it on. Oh, I'm so glad I waited till this. I just remembered the story.
A flood in Kentucky. So why did I sing that like there's some hoes in this house?
There's a flood in Kentucky. A girl and her family are standing on a riverbank looking at their house, watching other houses literally floating by. Okay, so this is her
great grandma.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
The girl realizes their family dog was still inside their house and runs back inside for it. With her inside, the house breaks off the foundation and starts rushing down the river. So scary. There was no way that I could even think that this was possible, but I just watched a video of it, and you can see down this like rushing river, full houses on pieces of land floating down the river.
Listen, this is, you cannot tell Sierra that this is a real thing
that
it's
can
happen.
So scary.
She's now, her fear of a bathtub falling through a floor.
Nope. Gone.
No. Now
my
it's
house
the whole
is going to fall into the river. I'm not even close to it, but I'm close enough.
You are not.
Not far from her. Oh, God. She grabs the small dog and is holding it on the porch, panicking as she floats away. Down the river, a boy climbs on a tree limb hanging over the river and shouts for her to grab his hand. She did, and he pulled both her and her dog to the shore. That's crazy. Her family ran after her, so as soon as she was on land, they enveloped her, and when they turned to thank the boy who saved her life, he was gone. Cut to like 30 years later, the girl and her family are sitting on the porch with a bunch of family talking about this flood that affected most of Kentucky.
I'm just imagining they're still on the river. Like they all somehow got back on the porch and they're in a more
floating on the river.
They're
still
in a more tame part.
Talking about this flood that affected most of Kentucky, and they start to talk about her on the house in the river. The girl's husband was silent until this point and then asked if she was holding a little brown dog. Instant tears from my family. She replied, yes. Did you have a blue ribbon in your hair? More tears. Yes, I was that boy.
They didn't even know.
They didn't know, and they were married to
each
other.
Oh, my gosh.
After not seeing this boy for years, they met like it was the first time in a different town, fell in love, and got married. I have goosebumps.
Me too.
I'm giving myself goosebumps. And had no clue until about 10 years into their marriage that he was literally her angel.
Oh.
And this is the one that's going to get me.
Your luteal phase.
My luteal phase.
Lutealing.
The luteal I looted. Literal fairy tale shit. I'm sure I'm forgetting some details, but I hope I did this incredible story justice. Thank you so much, ladies. I love the both of you so much. And please know you put such good things into the world. My grandpa is still going hella strong at 98 years old. So this is after the grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's legally blind and half deaf. Half.
Cut that.
Okay. He's legally blind and half deaf, but nothing hearing aids when he's not too stubborn to turn them on. Can't fix.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here.
I love them.
I know.
That's so sweet.
Ooh.
What a that story
insane.
Multiple of those stories could have been movies.
I know. It's like when I read some of these, I'm like, these are incredible.
Yes.
Incredible, incredible stories. Thank you so much. If you have more, you can send them to lntstories@gmail.com. That's lntstories@gmail.com. Also send us your desk. Fucking gross stories.
Yeah, that's gross. And that's disgusting.
Dushan stories. If you got it, we'll take them.
Imagine she doesn't go back for the dog.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Well, those are like, all like so many things had to pop into place for
this person moment. To be able to listen to our podcast.
Yes.
Like that yes. moment had to happen. That's fucking. That I'm wild. Not trying to make this about me, but like,
that is wild.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how I feel about the night of the Mafia Parents one.
Like, yes.
Meet cutes like that. Oh, it's like one moment will change the history yes. of your life.
Of an entire family.
Of an entire generation.
Yeah. That's wild. Who
then could either accept or deny the rest of the people.
Yes.
We'll come after it. That's crazy.
That is crazy. And so beautiful.
Did you have a blue ribbon in your hair?
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Was your dog's name Toto? Are you Dorothy? Is this the Yellow Brick Road? Well, that's all, everyone.
I was like, I can keep going. I need more.
I did it. I did it all. I think we took one bit too far this I'm not going to do it to another.
Did you see that TikTok I sent you that was like, you're not going to riff my bit?
Oh, dude, yes.
You're not going to fucking riff my bit?
I don't want to be with people if they don't riff my bit with me.
Yeah, agreed. Anyway, if you want to riff our bit, you can do so in so many different ways. Following us on social media at Ladies and Tangents or on Patreon with patreon.com/ladiesandtangents or... Other places.
YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Oh, yeah. Leave a comment. Hit a like. Get us into that algorithm, baby. Mm-hmm.
We love you. We love you. And that's that on your heartwarming stories. Thank you so much for sending them in. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.